a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Let's swing. Dig deeper in your pocket. Oh. Yeah. Come on, I know you got it. Dig deeper in your wallet. Oh, all we ever want is more. A lot more. Take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. Can you hear?
That was interesting. That's not the way that's supposed to end. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statmiller out there on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Thanks for playing the whole thing. I've never heard the whole song before.
Well, you still didn't hear the whole thing.
Now I really want it. Oh, it ended abruptly?
It ends abruptly, but the way it's supposed to, she just says ka-ching, and then the song ends. By the way, that's Shania Twain's. She has done a lot of hit records. But this is her third favorite song she's ever done.
The third favorite, really?
Third favorite. And I've been listening to the CD. I went and picked it up today, and it was a double CD set. And I've been listening to some of her songs, and I'm telling you what, this girl gets it. She understands exactly what is going on.
Yeah, I was listening to this, and then I heard more of the lyrics. I'm like, I really need to put forth the effort and contact her management and let her know that, you know, we're using her song for a very important reason. I hope she doesn't mind.
Absolutely.
And, can we get a statement or an interview?
Well, I wouldn't mind if it's not beholden to her contract. Come down and do a concert.
Oh, absolutely.
Geez, that was the fastest 5 minutes in radio. We'll take the break here. Come back, folks. Things are not doing well. I'm going to show you and demonstrate to you, ladies and gentlemen, in about 1 minute and 44 seconds after the 3-minute break, of how the Fox News, and I mean FAUX News, is lying through their teeth at you about the economy. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
James, with your indulgence, sir, I'm going to play a little clip here from Fox News that, well, they're telling you everything is just okay on the inflation front. You're gonna love this.
Contract that she has with Procter & Gamble, also another contract she has with Dolce & Gabbana. She does not want to be paid in dollars.
But wait a second, Procter & Gamble is an American company. She's always here. She's hanging out with Tom Brady, going to all these parties. So I'm assuming she's doing a lot of work here in America. Can anybody just pick what currency they want to be paid in?
You know, if you can get your boss to pay you in diamonds or gold, I guess, you know, you can do it if they're willing to go along with it. She can, you know, deposit those euros probably in a Brazilian account. Her sister is her manager. Her sister's partly behind this move for her to be paid in euros. So, you know, it's hard to have a foreign bank account in the U.S. Yeah. and keep those euros in your name in the U.S. But, you know, I'm sure she could find a place in Brazil or in Europe to keep her millions and millions of euros.
Well, she's pretty, but, looking at it, she's not dumb because there are a lot of smart people who are trying to do the same thing. One of the guys, I was reading about this, a guy used to do investing with George Soros, is selling everything he owns in America, all of his American currency, and he said he's actually moving. He's doing it one step further. He's moving to Asia and putting everything in the Chinese currency.
Yeah, well, some people are doing that. You know, and even Alan Greenspan, when he was interviewed on his book tour, kind of hedged on the dollar and said, you know, maybe he'd keep some of his money out of the dollar. The dollar's been going down, but, you know, sometimes you want to go against the trend, and we've seen a big move down in the dollar. So right. Giselle may be a little late to this party.
Okay.
A lot of other ones.
Thank you very much, Terry Keenan. A little takeaway here. There is some good news here, because the lower dollar means that there is a lot of buying of U.S. products because they're cheaper, and really it helps us stay out of recession. So there's good and there's bad with everything. Teacher,
yeah. Now that we got our mic straight,
don't worry, you'll get your check. Don't worry, you'll get your check.
Well, I mean, isn't
what a sellout?
Isn't this interesting that this model, this top paid model, wants to be paid in euros?
Which one is it, by the way?
Her name is Giselle.
Giselle.
Giselle. I'm sorry.
It's Giselle. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's got a good money advisor. Since she's got really good money advisors. That was one of the most that was chilling hearing that.
Yeah. They're telling a little bit of truth there. If you can understand, and most people that watch Fox News, they don't get it because they're plugged into them and they believe what they're saying.
No, wait a minute. When you say, what I'm thinking about is when she said that at the very end, oh, so everything's cheaper now, everything's fine here.
Oh, yeah.
Is she saying that because she really believes that, or is she saying that?
No, she believes it. The dumb, she.
No, I'm.
She is the. I forget her name, but she's the one that used to be on Fox and Friends in the morning, where they all sit around with.
Oh, yeah, and she got changed over.
Douchey or whatever the heck his name is. And that little sarcastic pipsqueak that sits on the other end,
I just think some of these correspondents, they know what's going on, but they just read the prompter and get their check at the end of the week.
Well, I mean,
you think she doesn't? You don't think
no.
she knows?
I don't know if she even knows what her name is, but
okay.
You know, inflation's, and look, inflation's running 11.4, maybe 11.5%. You know, it's already.
What's gold at now?
I don't even know. I'm going to check the. I'm going to check the Dow here because that started out with a major dump today. And also news. By the way, folks, and I'm not kidding. I think they mentioned Jimmy Rogers during this thing, and he used to be partners with George Soros. And George Soros, his claim to fame is he's a currency trader. He knows he's on the inside. He knows what currencies are going to rise, which ones are going to fall. This guy has made millions and billions of dollars off of currency trading. Right. Folks, did you ever think that you could buy and sell money and make money? Well, there's a reason for that, but I won't go into that right now. But Jimmy Rogers, last Friday on CNBC, he stated that he's moving his country, and I think they were talking about Rogers because I heard China, actually Singapore. He moved his family to Singapore. And Jimmy Rogers is like the E.F. Hutton of the economists out there. When he speaks, people stop what they're doing and are going to listen because this guy knows the game. Well, on last Friday's program on CNBC, their morning show, financial show, he was asked by the interviewer, well, do you think Ben Bernanke's doing a good job? Do you think the Fed cut rate and all that is a good thing? He came back with the story about he's moving his family out of the country. He's out of here. He's not doing any investing in dollars. And then he said something that was really surprising and jaw-dropping for those that have ears to hear. Mm-hmm. He said that Ben Bernanke should disband the Federal Reserve and then quickly resign.
Ooh.
And ooh. Guess what happened? They went to commercial break. When they came back, guess who wasn't seated there?
Right.
Jimmy Rogers. Now, Ron Paul gets up there, says the same thing, and nobody does a 30-second follow-up. And it's James, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Rome is burning here.
It is unbelievable.
It is.
That part is
absolutely
for sure.
Unbelievable.
But the good news is, I want to. I wish I could say thank you to all of you for raising that much cash for Ron. I love that. What a move that was.
Well, you must.
What a move to say to the media. Listen, bud, we count.
Do you have a camera in the studio? That's a perfect segue because guess what I've got in my little hands here? A personal message from Ron Paul.
Right on.
And he starts out by saying, amazing. Unbelievable! I have to admit being floored by the $4.2 million you raised yesterday for this campaign. And unlike the fat cat operations of the opposition, the average contribution from our 36,672 donors was $103. I say you raise because this historic event was created, organized, and run by volunteers. This is the spirit that protected American freedom in our past. This is the spirit that is doing so again. Some of the mainstream media have sat up and taken notice. Others have poo-pooed our record online fundraising. But the day is coming, far faster than they know, when they will not be able to ignore our freedom revolution. We are working hard with you to spread the message far and wide in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, in Iowa, in every other state with the primary, and people are listening. As you know, there is hope for America in liberty and peace and the prosperity they bring. There is hope for America in a sound dollar, the rule of law, and the Constitution. There is hope for America in a people's revolution that brings us all together of whatever race and age and background. What momentum we have, please help me keep it up, as you and I know and our opponents are only suspecting we have success on our minds and in our hearts. And he signs off by saying, freedom, surely it is worth all our hard work. Please help me continue to do the work with your continuing support. And without your help, this campaign would be dead in the water. Help us keep steaming towards victory. And many people have already speculated. They have noticed, James, that he's raised this much money. And they're already saying, well, this guy's going to be in till the end. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see, they're not going to get rid of Ron Paul. He's not going away.
Love that. Love it.
And with his message of hope and liberty. See, they don't get this. The Washington Brain Trust does not understand that we have been, and still are, against the war in Iraq. Ron Paul, I played it on my program. I didn't play it on Cash Flow, but I played it on my other program that I do. There was about a 9-minute clip on YouTube. It was actually October 12th that he was on C-SPAN. And he got up there, James, and he said, look, we've killed 1 million Iraqis. He says, isn't that enough? Now, do you hear mainstream media talking about the numbers of dead Iraqis?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. And this madman in the White House is, and it's slated for the beginning of 2008, folks, they're going to go into Iran. This is what they have in mind. Only Dennis Kucinich, not that Dennis is one of my all-time favorite people, he's okay, but he doesn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper. If he did, I do believe he might be Ron Paul's running mate. But having said that, Kucinich yesterday forced a debate on the House floor about the impeachment of Dick Cheney.
Ooh.
And here's what the Republicans said. They said, well, we're not going to block this because it's going to demonstrate exactly the agenda that the Democrats have. You know what that's like saying, James? I'm the captain of the Titanic, and to prove to you the ship is unsinkable, I'm going to hit that iceberg over there. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they just did. Now, how dumb is that? Because there's a lot of Republicans that want an end to this war. They knew and understood the lies that went behind this. And, folks, it's cost us well over $1 trillion. It has cost us both Gulf Wars, by the way, both of them, confirmed over 72,000 American service members are dead. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
72,000.
I would times that probably about 4 or 5, because usually when somebody a family member goes down, that trauma goes to the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person. So it has a long-term effect.
Sure,
that
it
scar
does.
There.
Yeah, but they lied to it about getting us into this war. You know, Saddam Hussein, I mean, this guy, he was accused of killing off political factions in his own country. Well, I've seen other countries do the same thing, but having said that, Saddam Hussein was no threat to the United States any more than Mr. Muhammad Ahmadinejad, I'll get that out, Ahmadinejad is a threat to us. And this whole thing, it stinks to high heavens, but they're not done. They want to go into Iran next.
Yeah, that is... Ooh. Very scary.
And Israel is rattling the missile saber, saying, hey, why don't we just launch a couple of nukes at him? That'll shut him up. I mean, these people have absolutely
very
gone
scary.
Insane. When we get back, we'll get into the financial stuff, folks. It ain't very rosy. That's why we're here doing the show, to help you out of it. We'll be right back. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Yes, the market. Dow Jones industrial averages down 227. NASDAQ down 42. New York Stock Exchange down 171.90. The USD, now this is the dollar and what they're pricing the dollar at. Alarm bells go off when it hits 80. Well, the alarm bells are going off because it's 75.39. And speculation has it that this latest move by Mr. Helicopter Ben Bernanke is going to drop this puppy to about 72. Maybe have a slight comeback, but then it's going to drop back down. And these people don't know whether to go doo-doo, go blind, or wind their wristwatches. They really don't.
Yeah, something was sent to me from a listener. Jeff, thanks for sending that in, by the way. Americans owe nearly as much as $915 billion on their credit cards alone. This is from an article taken from MoneyNews.com. Card debt is a $915 billion disaster in waiting. I bet that's not really the amount. It's probably way more than that.
I had Bob Chapman on the National Intel Report yesterday. And he was counterintelligence, and at the time he had the highest clearance available within the United States government. He left there, went and did Wall Street for about 25 years. He's been writing a newsletter for many years, probably one of the best on the planet, because he's about 97-98% accurate on his predictions. And I'm not talking about 24 hours before something happens.
Right.
He knows the inside skinny, and he has friends that are still on the inside that he converses with on a daily basis. But at any rate, yesterday on the program, he says, he told me, he said, look, there's about, and this blew me away when he said this, he said there's about 500 trillion dollars in derivatives out there floating worldwide. 500 trillion dollars.
I can't even imagine that. How many zeros is that?
I have no idea. I don't have a calculator. Goes up. I literally don't have a calculator in this office. I don't have a scientific calculator. But I literally don't have a calculator that carries that many zeros.
Yeah.
So, and these derivatives are tied to everything else. As long as the globalist and their Fed market money crap is going on, everything is hunky-dory. Everybody still makes money. But when the sound of the dinner bell rings and everybody goes to grab a chair to sit down at the table, it's like the musical chairs. Somebody's going to be falling on the floor because there's not enough seats at this table, and it's only going to get worse. According to Bloomberg, dollar falls to record on China's plans to diversify reserves. Read that as China is dumping the dollar.
Right.
Now, you heard in the Fox News piece, well, you know, this is, you know, the dollar falls, that's good for exports. Yeah, it's cheaper to send them overseas, but it's also cheaper for the foreign goods to come into this country. And we have a trade deficit with China. They're literally building an army, folks. They are literally building their military off of the profits that you people are going into Wally World and Kmart or whatever else and making these purchases of Chinese goods. By the way, guess who holds...
Which most of those goods aren't even any good anymore, it seems like, on the news.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't mind your kids sucking lead or something, it's okay.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we have unleaded fuel in this country, and we've had that for, what, 25, 30 years? But we got leaded toys for our kids. And do you know that 80% of all the toys on the shelves here in the marketplace here in America, 80% of these are made in China?
Yep.
Folks, right. Think about this. You're going to give toys to your kids for Christmas. Where are they being built? By a Chinese slave in somewhere in China with a good little touch of lead or, you know, little breakable parts or whatever else can come off. You know, this is absolutely insane. There were medium-sized manufacturing companies in this country that used to make toys. Remember that? And they employed Americans, and Americans spent their dollars here at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is absolutely insane.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable.
It is. Right. So he says it's 500 trillion.
500 trillion. I asked him to repeat that, and he repeated it, and I it just absolutely floored me. Because in the subprime mess that we're looking at here right now, it's well over a trillion. It could be as high as $3 trillion worldwide.
So if that's the case, I mean, I'm presuming I trust him more than I trust anything that I see in, obviously.
I would trust the guy with
now,
my life.
But when I look at these numbers in these articles, that means the story may be true, but the actual numbers aren't even close. They've got to be $500 trillion, which means I can't even really conceive of that.
It's called turn out the light, the party's over. That's
right.
What it's saying.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there with this happy face. I got to tell you what, I've been watching these financial shows, and they're starting to get a little bit owly. I'm starting to watch the host on these shows literally fight with each other. Mm-hmm. They're getting real testy because they've got a lot of airtime to fill, and they don't know what to lie about next. You know, it's like the old cartoon. You know, you keep painting yourself in the corner. You keep painting yourself in the corner. Pretty soon, you know, you're standing there.
Okay, what I want to let you know, this important time to tell you, because I did meet with the reporter with the LA Times regarding the show.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned and talked with her quite
a bit. That's called a tease.
After the break, I'll tell you.
I was just going to say, that's called a tease. Catch up with the rest of the story right after this break. Cash flow, folks. It's going to go national. There's going to be more people out there that's going to find out what's really going on, and we're going to be there to help them get out of it once they realize what they're into. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Trying to woof down a sandwich here between break.
And okay.
Let me pick the chicken out of my teeth here.
Chew, make it chew before you swallow.
Okay.
Okay, so let me tell you the scoop. This is what happened. I drove down to Manhattan Beach yesterday, or the day before yesterday. Yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. So I was down there. I met a reporter there whom I know. The good news is she's a lot younger. She's not you know, in her 50s or something like that. Some burned out reporter that's been writing forever and blah,
careful,
blah, blah, blah.
Careful.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, she was extremely enthusiastic, about what I was telling her, what's been done thus far. Mm-hmm. Cause before she even arrived, I go into this place and I'm just looking at USA Today. And of course, there's three big news stories that are relevant to what I'm saying. One of them is about Citibank and their chairman stepping down cause they have losses, quote unquote, whatever.
Right.
And then, so I sit down with the reporter and I tell him, look, this is what's going on. This is what we've done thus far. And she is now going to, start putting together a submission for the LA Times. She's probably, now that Ron Paul has done that move and everybody helped him, and that's a major news story, this will probably be relevant. And she thinks, she's hopeful that the article will go past their editors, you know what I mean, editing. But I think it'll go through. So she's probably going to, she's putting it together this week and next week about something to submit to them that would be cover this show and give out a larger message, which is relevant for every single one of us here. So that is good news.
Yeah, it is. We have a caller holding, Rachel from Colorado.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thanks. I don't know if you heard George Norrie last Sunday, but he had a guest that came on the show, Jerome Corsi, that talked about Pakistan and what's going on there and how things are going to really escalate.
Yeah, Dr. Jerome Corsi, he's a writer for WorldNet Daily, and he subbed for me last Friday on National Intel Report. He's a good friend of mine.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is one of the callers for that show called in, and they said if you want to clear up all these problems that are happening overseas and everything, you need to talk to Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that
That's
went
right.
across. That went across the networks, premium networks, and she talked for a few minutes on it, and how well he's doing, and how he can solve all these problems, and it was just wonderful.
Well, I saw today that the great Pat Robertson, he just threw his support behind Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
And all you're going to get with Rudy is more of the Bush stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's really amazing. And people are starting to run out of the Hillary camp over this deal with she thinks driver's licenses for illegals is a good idea, along with the governor of New York.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
amazing. And
these guys are really in lockstep.
Well, and I'll tell you what's really going to, and I'm glad Ron is raising this money, and to everybody out there, the average person donated $103. But that is money that is, gosh, Ron Paul's worth his weight personally, to me, more in gold.
Right.
I mean, he's...
Absolutely.
He's just... But the appeal to even the Hillary Clinton people, the more she keeps talking,
right,
and the more that Ron Paul stays in this toward the end, we're going to have debates against Democrats and these Republicans, but he's really not a Republican. He's just running on a party. He is a libertarian, and when the message starts getting out to these people that are really not happy about Homeland Security,
right,
and Patriot Act 1 and 2 and all the stuff they're trying to pass in Congress, his message is going to resonate, and it's going to go across party lines. You may be talking about the next president of the United States. Now, I have a suggestion. I'm going to actually call Ron Paul's office in the morning. He's been considering running mates out there. He's made no announcements.
Right.
I think what he should do, mm-hmm, for notoriety purposes, I think you ought to take Lou Dobbs on as vice president.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a good
Very
idea.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, the reason why the ratings on CNN are so high,
mm-hmm,
they just moved his show. I'd like to think that his one-hour show on CNN and my second hour of the National Intel Report on this network, the reason why he moved it, because he didn't want to interrupt my last hour. Yeah, but at any rate, no, they just moved him into prime time because he's a moneymaker. People are paying attention to him, even
right,
though the message is counter to what you'll see anyplace else and even counter on their own network.
Right.
But the people love this guy, and he gets up there and tells the truth, and he's passionate.
He was just on Larry King and did the same thing.
Yep.
It's real good.
Yep.
That's the main thing. You gotta tell the truth. And Ron Paul is getting his message out. I'm telling you, I'm listening to all these stations, and he's coming in loud and clear for everybody. I hear them all getting into lockstep. I get onto the Internet. He's on the Internet where people are talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they said, if you want to vote for somebody that can really do something, vote for Ron Paul. And
Rachel, how is this for a scenario? You're running for a political office, and your greatest asset is to tell the truth.
That's right.
And you have nothing to apologize for. You have nobody to step and fetch for. You don't have to carry anybody's water. You don't have to bend your message so other people don't get upset. You just get up there and tell the truth.
Absolutely.
It's pretty easy.
I'm telling you, it's liberating.
Oh, it is.
Well,
he just sends chills down my spine. I mean, I feel like just taking the American flag out and going down the street with it and putting his name on it, telling everybody, you know, do it.
I was talking to my wife last night, and what we're going to do, and it's not going to help you out there in Colorado, Rachel, but we're going to carry around Paul signs of all sizes. I mean, the big billboard type, you know, stuff and the small signs. People have bumper stickers, everything. There's got to be Ron Paul plastered all over everything.
I plastered him on my car.
There you go.
And I'm telling my husband to take him to work and put him on all his cars
there you go. There you go. Hopefully, hopefully along with an RBN sticker as well.
Oh, yeah. That's there, too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rachel, I appreciate your call very, very much.
Take care,
Rachel.
All righty.
Right.
You know here's a funny thing. That's why I picked because you can handle the truth. The moniker for this network is because we don't have to get up and lie. We don't have to get up there and kowtow, or go easy.
It is liberating. That's so interesting way to describe it. Absolutely, it is liberating.
It is, and the nice thing about telling the truth, you never have to cover the truth up with another truth. But when you lie, you have to cover it up with another lie, and then another lie, and then another lie.
Right.
And before too long, you don't even remember what you lied about and when.
Right, exactly.
And that's the art of politics, is omitting the truth.
I'm very pleased with what's happened there. I wasn't sure if that was going to come through or not, but it actually did, and that tells me that it's going to keep going and keep going and keep going.
It's the little Energizer Bunny. Every time I think about Ron Paul, that's what I keep thinking about. It just keeps going and going and going and going. They're not going to be able to shut this guy down. They're not going to be able to shut him up because, like I said, people are dying for the truth out there. And when somebody gets up there and starts telling them the truth, and he has, now here's the beauty of it, he's been relegated, James, to sound bites. You know, 30-second responses or a minute response to a question or whatever, competing with a bunch of other yahoos that are so well-backed with money that is absolutely ridiculous. And this didn't come from the good old boys or the corporate sponsors or anybody else. This came from individuals. This is holy... That's right. It's a wholly and solely grassroots type of thing. And it's liberating, to say the least.
Now, the Internet actually worked this time.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes,
worked for everybody's freedom. It actually worked.
And it will continue to work. I'm trying to find a story here. Somebody had asked me the other day about the vote fraud. Now, you're aware of that, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so somebody was asking me about that, and I said, well, that's a good thing to talk about. It's a good thing to bring up. Well, another friend of mine, We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz, this is the guy, if you remember this, I don't know, you might have been pretty busy at the time out there in Hollyweird, but if you remember a few years ago, this guy did a hunger strike because he wanted the IRS to show up at the press club in Washington, D.C., and they already had it arranged. Rosati, the then commissioner of the IRS, somebody from the Department of Justice was going to be there. This was set up by a congressman. Forgive me right in this second. I forget his name, but I'll remember it. But anyhow, they were going to set up a question and answer session at the press club. And all this was set to roll back in 2001, except we had a little problem on September 11th. Things got leveled, and there was a lot of problems after that. But at any rate, there was a list of questions to ask them about the IRS. And a lot of people still don't understand this, that here inside the United States, the reason why you have the IRS, the very same year, almost to the day, the very same year that they converted the money system controlled by Congress in this country, turned it over to a private enterprise group, the International Bankers, the same thing that happened simultaneously was the income tax. Now, you might, if you hear that and you don't understand the connectivity there, you probably won't understand. But you will understand this. If you go to a bank to make a home loan, and we can laugh about that right now because nobody's loaning any money.
Right.
You know, if you can show you have more money in your bank account than what you want to borrow, you might get a loan. But they might try to put a lien on it. Who knows?
Right.
But anyhow, this is people understand this. When you go to a bank to make a loan, they want to know if your credit is good. They want to know, well, first off, do you have an account with us? And if you don't, well, chances are it'd be a good idea if you had one. But they check you all out. I mean, they check you.
Totally.
They check you out.
They do everything except take a pint of your blood.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's
and they if something's amiss, they'll turn down your loan in a New York second. They're more apt to do it now. More than half of the people that have applied for credit cards are being turned down. There is right now on the auction blocks out in America over 2 million homes that cannot be sold. And these are defaults, folks. These are defaults. People can't afford to pay the mortgage. 2 million. But that's only the beginning of it. Next year it's going to get even worse. But
the beginning of the ripple.
Yeah, well,
yep.
You know, and so the IRS, they demanded the same thing. Well, look, you know, we'll loan you all the money that you want. But you know what? You got to figure out a way to repay us. Hence your income tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this thing came about. And there was really no problem, even through World War II. There was no problem at all. Well, when the baby boomers came around, and then you saw the taxes escalate. But that's why it was set in there, because they wanted to be sure that there was a plan and a way to pay the bankers back. Because they knew right out of the chute how much money the government was going to be borrowing. And, of course, with Guido and his group of loan sharks, they get their juice on this deal.
Right.
So they have made, folks, I can't even, you don't even know how much money they made because none of these banks are audited. You cannot pick up the phone, call a senator or a congressman and go, excuse me, congressman, exactly how much money has the government borrowed from the private banking system? He couldn't even tell you.
Right.
But what they won't tell you, and probably won't, what they don't know, is how much juice has been running all those years on that money. So Bob Schultz, took me a long time to get around to this, Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation is the guy that a couple of years ago, he was on Hannity and Combs and all over the place, and he was going to keep starving himself until he dropped dead, until he got this press club thing, and then, of course, 9/11 hit, and that was put on postponement. But today I get an email from him, and there's 50 states that are sued to block computerized vote counting. On October 2nd, they posted an article in which they announced that the Clean Election lawsuit was being expanded to all 50 states. Now, they also announced that they were looking for up to 3 volunteers from each state to become plaintiffs and or friends of the lawsuit. And he's had 610 people who responded to this call of action to represent in every state. This the lawsuit is called the NCEL, the National Clean Elections Lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And what the demand is here, that on ballot day, that these are hand paper ballots counted in full public view. Okay? Mm-hmm. None of this computerized crap.
Right.
Now, people were asking, well, gosh, you know, a lot of people want to see Ron Paul elected, but you know how they rigged the vote.
Absolutely.
Okay, here it comes. Here's a lawsuit against all 50 states to drop this computerized stuff because it's and something else behind this. Well, and something else is behind this that they're asking if they can't get this, and now it's been filed in the United States District Court of Northern District of New York.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get this thing pushed through, they're asking that the elections. The public elections of the officials, that they be postponed, set back until this court case goes through. So they're covering all their bases on this deal. So all of you folks out there that knew about the voter fraud, you knew about Al Gore and Georgie Bush back in 2000, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That was rigged.
Yep.
And look who they rewarded. Oh, that's right. The woman was in charge of that stuff in Florida. They made her a congresswoman. That was her payoff for the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Diebold was the ones that are initially with this. And, of course, they changed the places and the faces, but it's still the same old thing. Diebold sold that computerized ballot checker, tracker, whatever they want to call it. They sold that division off, so now it's in the hands of somebody that's going to continue the fraud. You know how serious that is?
Oh,
fixing votes?
Oh, yeah. This is this thing that your subject that you're talking about is it means everything, because if all the inertia and all the people or whatever, and they're actually going to get to the streets and go do it, they want their vote to count.
Yes.
Period. Everybody does. And this thing that's going on now, I don't know all the fine details of it, but that has to be set straight, and there's got to be monitors monitoring the monitors for this deal.
Yeah.
In order for it to go right, because it's crucial this time. It's really crucial.
Well, this is – I'm going to tell you something. I have a tendency not to make bold and exaggerated statements, but I'm going to simply say this. That this is the last presidential election you're going to have before the Depression hits. And when I say Depression, folks, it ain't going to be like 1929. What the bankers did back in 29, they kind of overextended on credit and this, that, and the other. And, well, they were a little worried about inflation, so they did a little trick. They retracted the money supply for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Put us right into Depression. But here's the thing. That's going to look like a little kid stage play compared to what's mounting right now, worldwide, not just here in this country. We'll take the break here. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cash Flow. Come back, short segment, right after this.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I think I'll shut up now and let you talk. I just realized...
Well, no, there was a lot of news to cover. There was a lot of big things that just happened.
Yeah,
The people have spoken. I think it's great.
During the last commercial break, I was thinking to myself, you know, I haven't let James even speak. I've just been all over the top of you here.
Well, it's relevant to this topic. So everybody that's, you know, this is about cash flow. This means flowing, getting better, doing better, getting out of the situation you're in and improving your lives and getting prepared for the next evolution of whatever this country is going to bring. Hopefully it's going to be something great.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
So.
I know what's coming and so do you.
Right. What I want to do is introduce everybody to Court Mediation Services. Brad Daly was on last week. I think we repeated that show.
Yes,
that archive is up there. Yeah. What you need to do, everybody, to understand this and get an overview of how it works is to call the following number, which was going to give you a 10-minute recorded call explaining everything, how it works. The telephone number is 888-213-7655. And
give that number one more time.
888-213-7655. And this is for people with credit card debt, unsecured credit card debt, also school loans, if they're unsecured school loans, also store cards, like Saks Fifth Avenue, Macy's, Sears, whatever, gas cards as well. All of those can be included as well. If you need to speak with me personally, you may dial me direct at 877-331-0626, and I'd be happy to speak to you for a moment if you need some further information. Also, if you leave your email address, I can send to you what's necessary to get the job done immediately. But also, please understand that you must check your junk mail folders if you have email, because sometimes the attachments that I have and certain filters don't always get through. So please leave your email address and or phone number so I can send you information so you may begin.
Yeah, I mean, it might show, and I've run into that problem before, it'll show you that the message was sent, but it doesn't exactly explain where it was sent to. And a lot of people are tired of this spam and pop-ups and all that stuff, so they have a million blocks on their web page or whatever, and it might end up in your junk mail. So leave your phone number, folks, and leave your email. Okay.
Yes, so also, if the reason that the paperwork is set up as it is, when you look at that, some people have asked, is because it's supposed to go through the filters by the certain font text that's used in it. So that's why the pages are set up that way. Some of them actually go through, but for those of you, if I've said I was going to send you an email with further information and you've not received it, check your junk mail folder, and it'll probably be in there. Otherwise, you'll have to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And when I respond, your inbox will allow it to go through. So I apologize for any delays that's caused some people.
Well, I can see a point. As this program becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, I can see the IP providers out there just blocking us. We caught them doing that. One of the biggest,
really?
Yeah, one of the biggest servers inside the United States that services websites. Yeah, our program was blocked. You couldn't dial up republicbroadcasting.org. It was blocked.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, we fixed that. We fixed that. Threatened with FCC and everything else. You want to call James, 877-331-0626, folks. Get out of the credit card debt now while you still can, before they take your house and your car and everything else. Well, you don't worry about it. You won't be able to even afford gas for your car. So that'll be parked in the garage, but at least it'll still be attached to your house and you'll still be in it. James, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Take care.
See you tomorrow, folks. We'll